All right, you saw the news this morning. AFC Player of the Week for special teams was Travis Benjamin. That's a tremendous honor, and I'm sure he's happy to receive that as well as be a part of a winning effort. The fourth captain this week will be Josh Cribbs. I've talked about it numerous times, but I really appreciate Josh for his toughness. And in a sport like football, that a guy that's tough, that's the highest honor. So he'll be our fourth captain. And otherwise, we're getting ready to play the Redskins. I could probably answer one of your questions. It really, as we prepare to play the Redskins, who plays quarterback will not affect our preparation as we move forward. We have to prepare for their offense. And it's extremely important that we not try to look at what things are being said, who's going to play. They've got two really fine quarterbacks. They are different in style in some ways, but their offense is very effective. They have elements of the drop-back passing game. They have elements of option football. And, of course, their running game resembles in a lot of ways the off-tackle zone stuff that the Shanahans have always been known for. So that's what we have to prepare for as we move forward. So I'll answer that question before you ask it, and then I'll take whatever other questions you have.
Pat, who will simulate
the dummy offense? Yeah, Colt's going to play the quarterback position for us. That's who will do it.
Hey, what is, more
let me just say this. I'm not sure we have that kind of speed on our team to simulate a player as talented as RG3 in terms of his just flat speed.
Is that a problem because you don't see it till game day?
No, I think it's what you go through anytime you prepare for a tremendous player like RG3. I'm sorry, Scott, you were up.
Oh, Morris, he's got a bunch of yards. What did you know about him coming out of college, the sixth rounder, and then what has made him so effective this year?
No, we liked him, and of course he's done a nice job running the football. Shanahan, Mike has done a nice job of finding backs at that point in the draft and having success with them, and I think this is just another example. But no, he's a good player, and he's done well for him this year.
Why is Shanahan able to find those guys? What makes it scheme?
I don't know. He's worked with numerous personnel guys who do the background work on it, and they've tended to hit on guys like that, and it's a good job by them.
You expect Shanahan to keep you guessing all week on the quarterback situation?
I don't know. I'm sure we're going to hear lots of things as we move forward, and the game's only a couple days away, so we can't really worry about that. We have to get ready to play their offense. Not in my mind, but we'll tie it all together for you. Go ahead.
Is there any Benjamin speed versus what Cruz gives you as a return?
I think they both can be very effective. Of course, Josh is not the fastest guy in the world and never really has been, but he's found a way to run back kicks, quite a few in his career. And then, of course, Travis is extremely fast. So they add different elements to the return game.
How do you use them both then?
Well, you saw in the game we had two guys back at one point. We did something a little fun, I'll say, when we rushed Cribbs and then dropped Benjamin back. And then there's times when we use one or the other. I think it's a good problem to have.
Hey, Pat, your quarterback's not quite as mobile as RG3, but if you had a guy like that, would that be worrisome, how often he takes off and just the inherent risk when you start running like that?
Well, I think, there's more and more quarterbacks coming into the league like RG3. And, if Brandon was a guy that could run the football better, we'd have some structured quarterback runs. I think you have to always weigh, though, as you go forward. And they're doing, in my opinion, they're doing all the right things. And they're winning football games and playing good offense. But You know, there's something to be said for exposing your quarterback to a bunch of hits, and that's just you weigh it. That's just what happens, and I think you have to make that decision based on the guy you have.
Put that in Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb, right? Did you have like be careful discussions with him?
No, you don't do that with these athletes. You don't do that because it's important that they play. And there's times when it looks like because they want to make every yard and they want to get in the end zone with Donovan, we trained him as a drop-back passer. And then you go through your progression, and if it's not there, you hitch twice or three times, and you take off and run. We had some structured quarterback runs, but not as many as I'm seeing from teams that, you know, Kaepernick and RG3 and Cam Newton and so on. And so it's just all how you decide to use the players that you have.
If things would have worked out different and he had been here, if RG3 had come here, would you have tried to have a more structured, more pro-style offense than what they're running now?
No, I think what's important, though, is I promise you we would have had more, I'm going to call them structured quarterback-type runs. That's what I'll call them.
That kind of that freeze option, read the end that you see in college a lot. Why haven't we seen that in the pros to this point? Is it because there's not been a talent like that to run it?
Well, I think you see things trickle up a little bit. And what makes sense is we would all agree that it's important that we develop our teams and win quickly. And I think when you bring talent into the league, you try to do some of the things that they've done in the past and had success with. That makes sense. And every offense can be as multiple or as limited as you want it to be, and you try to use the talent that you have. And I think that's why you're seeing some of this stuff, and I think it's smart. It's good football.
And the Redskins are near the bottom of the league in terms of giving up touchdown passes. Is that, you think, a reflection of them scoring more points and their opponents being in the position where they have to play comeback, or is there something that you feel like maybe you're a little bit vulnerable on that side of the ball?
That may be a good reason for it, because when I watch them play on defense, I don't sense that when I watch a game through. I see a defense that's challenges. I see a defense that can rush the passer, and they don't mind pressuring. And then I see guys in the back end that can cover, so I don't pay much attention to that. No.
Basically, your whole defensive repertoire. I mean, the healthy guys. Guys are healthy. Does the 4-3 defense? Is it still kind of? I'm just wondering if you're kind of surprised at how it's working right now. It seems like it's really. I mean, two years in, it's really clicking.
No, I'm not surprised. I think it's. I think it's fair to say that we had to make a transition last year. This year we've had 2 years in the system with the most of the same players, with the addition of some young players that are helping. And once they pick up the scheme, no, I'm not surprised.
You talk a lot about the defensive line rotation you guys have been able to build this year. Is that even more paramount in a game like this where you have a quarterback? In other words, does RG3 wear a defensive line out more than maybe another quarterback, because there could be a lot of chasing him?
Yeah. Well, you like to stop him before he gets going. Then you don't have to run so far. You know, that's, you know, of course a joke. But, it's important we use our same rotation as we've done the last few weeks. It's important because, you want the guys to be out there and being able to give you fresh, explosive snaps. And I think that's important throughout the game.
Talk about Houston went a lot before Phil and Ruben got back. But it seems like they're still showing up every week, making some plays.
Sure.
Can you just talk about how steady their production's been? Also?
Yeah, their role has changed, of course, when you get Ruben and Taylor back. But they're still showing up. You know, and I think a little bit of what I just talked about, you know, they're getting they have a chance now to have fewer but fresher and more explosive snaps. And I think that's what we're getting.
Can you explain the move of bringing up Brad Smellie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've liked what we've seen from him. throughout. You know, we know a lot about him, of course, from training camp and then his work on the practice squad. And so we just wanted to make him active and then have him available in the event that as we go through these next 3 weeks, you know, we need him to play.
Your other tight ends are all healthy and everything's
fine. Oh, yeah, everything's fine.
You talked about Cousins on Monday. How hard is that, the position he was put in last week, where you come in late in the fourth quarter, you need the 8 points, and yeah, able to execute in that, you know, in that situation?
Well, and you, within your question, you're talking about what you have to be. Until you become a starter in this league, of course, you're the backup. That goes without saying. And you have to be able to come in and function at a high level at the most critical point in the game. And it's a credit to Kirk. It's a credit to their coaches. He was ready to play. He came in, executed a third down throw, scrambled around, got him in the end zone, and, of course, executed a quarterback draw to tie the football game. And then, you know, the rest of his, you know, his work in overtime, of course. So that's a credit to them. And I'm assuming that he has little or no reps with the first offense during the week. And so that's a guy being ready and making the best of his opportunities.
Pat, what did you guys like about Pierre Garçon and Josh Morgan in the offseason when you guys targeted them?
Yeah, those were two big-time free agents in the receiver group, and we obviously spent a lot of time studying them. Pierre Garçon's fast. He's a, you know, he's a good player. And he's a very good receiver in all areas, you know. And I think he, they did a good thing by bringing him on board. And then Josh Morgan was the same way. Josh, a very tough receiver, very gritty guy, and they picked up two really fine players.